Well, the Arab League gives recognition to a new Syrian opposition group fighting for regime change in Syria. The Arab League said the bloc is legitimate and urged more opposition groups to join the newly formed coalition. The formal recognition of the bloc came at a meeting in the Egyptian capital Cairo with the presence of Lakhdar Brahimi, the UN peace envoy to Syria. It came following earlier talks in Qatar where the so-called Syrian National Council chose George Sabra, a Christian and former communist, as its new leader. In a statement, the Arab League urged all opposition groups to join what it called the National Coalition. Well, we're going to cross over to Baltimore. We're being joined by Lawrence Freeman. He's with the Executive Intelligence Review to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Freeman. Now, it begs the question, what is the role of Lakhdar Brahimi, specifically in light of he was present at this meeting where a group that has sworn to regime change in Syria was formally recognized by the very body that appointed Lakhdar Brahimi. So where does it leave the question of peace?
That is a good question. I don't know exactly what the special envoy, what his plans are. Clearly, this meeting that took place in Qatar and then in Cairo of anointing this new group to be the representatives of essentially a government in exile, an opposition government to the president, Bashar Assad, this is very troubling because what we've seen just in the last several days since the election of President Obama is there's been a very significant escalation of discussion of providing military arms, supporting the rebels, and now you have this recent statement from the Chief of Defense Staff for the British, Sir David Richards, and he's saying that the British military will also be prepared to support our allies in the war in Syria to overthrow the government. So this is a very serious problem, and I think that the envoy, if he has another agenda, he should tell us what it is, because right now he's being brought in to the regime change agenda of Tony Blair, President Obama, and Ambassador Susan Rice.
All right. Now, as the agenda of regime change is still on the table, Lakhdar Brahimi has not condemned any of what's been going on, specifically the restructuring of the SNC for the very purpose of being able to provide more financial support and get in more arms into Syria. Now, China and Russia are still backing a peaceful resolution, a negotiated settlement, but since the man appointed to do so is following somebody else's orders, where does this leave a negotiated settlement? Where does this leave Syria?
It's becoming more and more clear that some people in the UN, the NATO crowd, British, the French, the Americans, they don't want a peaceful settlement that would include a negotiation with the current government. They want to get rid of the current government. And this has created a danger of spreading war. We've now seen that the Turkish government has asked a Patriot missile to essentially have a no-fly zone on their border. And now we've seen skirmishes involving Israel and Syria. So what you're looking at is a step-by-step process which could lead to a general war. And that's where the Russian and Chinese understand that this is one possible direction that this policy in Syria is going, that they are the ultimate target. And they have maintained again and again that they want a UN policy where the UN decides based on sovereign nations and is not involved in overthrowing nations. Essentially, the UN is not operating as the UN anymore. The UN is operating at this point as a tool of the British and of President Obama. And the Russians see that, and that to them is a danger to the very existence of their country, which is why you see more and more military preparations going on in Russia for a defense, including a nuclear defense, if necessary.
Right, some very disturbing developments there with regards to Syria. That was Lawrence Freeman with the Executive Intelligence Review there, joining us via Skype from Baltimore. Mr. Freeman, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.